Boker Tov, good morning. We are continuing Parashat Vayikra. Today's class should be for the refuah shlema of all the cholim. Shalom, chemdam, rachamach, hanujana, the melech, hanukam, nifkas, arba, nmanin, shalom, sarah, david, menachel, yafa, bad, deborah, rifka, bad, achavi, rifka, bad, esir, shalom, esir, fram, ilam, shubh, nechana, yafa, bad, miriam, yevuda, ben, yafa, chayis, rachamach, 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 simcha, men, makam, miriam, nechal, ben, dinam, chana, adam, 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 דן בן אסר יושב בן עלי יקל בן מלכה יושב בן אתר ימלכה יוסף בן דמשק בן פנינה יוסף בן יפן דניה מדינה שם חנוך של המדם מקבל שם כזדו ודנים גם לכנעו כזו שם מלכה בן אסר מלכה מדבר ינו נזכה אליה אסר שכונה נבט תהילה בן מלכה נזכה מן יפה ויגעה דינה בן אסר כבן מלכה נזכה בן צום מלכה חיים לבדי שם מלכה מלכה להבדיל ונשמע רחבת אליה ובאז בן אברהם דינה בת אברהם דבר מלכת אברהם שבן אפר דבר מיוסף שלמה ושם אל משה יפה בת אליהו, יעקב בן יצחק, גירן ויחב לבד משה, ומרדכי בן יהושע, יהושע בן יחזקאל, להבדיל הריון דבר בת מרים. Also, today's class is also for the Mazal Tov of the Akimian family, Bezad Hashem, they should build a bayit ne'eman v'Yisrael, they should have a beautiful wedding, beautiful life together, Bezad Hashem, only happy occasions. There's a very beautiful idea in this week's parasha that we start out with. In Parashat Vayikra, it's all about the sacrifices. Now, it can get a little bit tedious if you don't pay attention to the details. So I want to focus on one of the details. It says in our parasha that when the Kohen would bring the sacrifice, there were two parts of the sacrifice that were most essential. It was the blood and the fats of the offering of the animal. The blood and the fats were brought to be sacrificed to Hashem. And the question is, why does the Torah tell us that the blood and the fats would be sacrificed? What's the significance behind the blood and the fat? So there was a very beautiful analogy that was given by Rav Ovadia Yosef Zechanan Levracha. He would give a very beautiful analogy why the blood and the fats were sacrificed. He said, what does the blood and the fat represent? If you think, what does blood represent? Blood is always circulating around your body. So blood represents the excitement a person has to go and do mitzvot. To go and learn Torah. For a person to go after certain commandments that Hashem commands us, that's the blood. Whereas the fat, what does fat represent? If you know how fat works, when a person eats fat, it doesn't circulate around the body. Fat just sits there. It doesn't move. So fat is representing laziness. So Rav Ovadia Yosef used to say that we burn the blood and the fat to represent the blood is the excitement a person has to run after performing mitzvot. Like we have a chatan in the room, he's running to perform the mitzvah of getting married. Right? And the fat is supposed to be the laziness a person has. He should be lazy to not go against the mitzvot, to go and do things wrong. Anytime he has something in his mind that's wrong, he should be lazy and not go and do those types of things. He gives it by a story of an analogy. He says, there was once a store owner. He sold merchandise, he sold jewelry. And this store owner, he had people come into his store every day. Sometimes it was busier, sometimes less. And he realized one day that it was very, very weak. He wasn't getting a lot of people in the store, so he said, you know what, I'm going to go to the Kanisa, learn some Torah, maybe Hashem will give me some bracha. He goes to the Kanisa, and he left one of his friends in the store to take care of the store while he was gone. All of a sudden, someone walks into the store while he's gone and wants to buy a lot of merchandise. He says, I want this and I want that. He says, can I buy all of this? And the guy who was in the store overseeing the store at the time was a very lazy person. So he said, no, the store owner is not here today, maybe come back tomorrow. So later on, when the store owner came back, he told him, by the way, there was this guy who came in, he wanted to buy a lot of merchandise, but I told him to come back tomorrow. You told him to come back tomorrow? The guy screams, says, why you tell him to come back tomorrow? You could have sold a lot of merchandise. He says, next time you have someone who comes in the store, and they are serious, give me a call very quickly, I'll run back and we'll sell to him. He says, okay, very good. The next few days pass, and a similar thing happens. Again, the store is very weak, not a lot of customers. So he goes back to the Kanisa, and this guy is in the store again, he's taking care of the store. And someone walks into the store, but this time it wasn't a customer. It was someone who was coming to get the store owner had owed him money. He was coming to collect the money that was owed to him. So right away, this guy was watching over the store. He realized, hey, I remember the store owner told me anytime someone serious comes to the store, call him very quickly to come back. So I ran there, I called him. I said, hey, there's someone in the store. He wants to speak to you very quickly. So the guy runs back over. He thinks it's a customer. He gets back into the store, and the guy is requesting money from him. So afterwards, he goes to the guy upset. He says, I don't understand. When it comes to making a sale, you're very lazy. When it comes to paying back somebody that I owe, you can't tell them I'll pay them later. You can't tell them he's not here right now. You go excited and you run after me to come and bring me to pay him back. So the nimshal, the lesson is the following. It says, why do we sacrifice the blood and the fats? The blood represents a person's excitement. You're not supposed to have excitement for the wrong things. You should be excited for the right things. You should be excited to do what's right in this world. You should be excited to fulfill the word of Hashem. That's what we should be running after and trying to be excited for. And when it comes to the fats represent laziness. When a person is lazy, you shouldn't be lazy when it comes to doing good things. Right? This was the opposite of this story. This person had the wrong excitement and the wrong laziness. We have to flip that. We have to always have excitement to run after performing mitzvot, run after doing the right things, doing the good things in the eyes of Hashem. And when it comes to things that are probably not so great, that's when we have to institute our laziness. Because in everyone's life, you can't just tell someone never to have laziness in their life. Because every person innately is created with both blood and fat. They have this inside them. So they have both energies. We have to utilize both these energies for good. And so when it comes to the blood, when it comes to our excitement and our blood is rushing, when a person gets excited, their blood rushes, you run to do what's good. When it comes to you see something is bad, that's when you should get lazy and take a step back. And I think this is maybe a beautiful idea why our parashah is just telling us that when we sacrifice, we do the blood and the fats representing that whether something is good or bad, we have both of them. You have to use both energies and learn how both of them can be used for good. When it comes to things that are good in life, run after them. When you see something is right, run after it as fast as you can to be able to perform it, because that's what will make Hashem happy. And when you see something is wrong and someone is doing something bad, don't jump to do something quick to join them, whereas that's when it's time to be lazy. If there's one place in the world that you can be lazy, it's when someone is asking you to come and do something wrong. That's where you should be lazy. I think this is one idea if we can take from our parasha, we'll be able to grow from this, we'll be able to get closer to Hashem. And Bezat Hashem, when the things come in front of us, when mitzvot come to our hands, we should run towards them with excitement. And Hashem, Bezat Hashem, will throw blessing back at us with lots of excitement as well, Bezat Hashem. Have a great day, and Mazal Tov.